From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the final day of February 2010. Kick off the third month of 2010 tomorrow. Before we know it, it'll be 2011 and then into 2012 and beyond. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I'll be back live tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, let me just go over the stacks of news that we have here for you. The head of the International Monetary Fund, or the private holding company of the central banks of the planet, proposes new reserve currency, an end to the dollar. So we've gone in the last few years from them denying they were planning this, even though we had their internal documents that were leaked, to now proposing it openly. We need to talk about how this is going to shake out, how they plan to unfold this in the next 16 months, 16 to 18 months, probably even sooner. This is of the greatest import. We'll tie it into what the global government is doing, what they're setting up. Global government for, by, and of the private predatory central banks. Also, we'll tie it into their funding mechanism, the global carbon taxes, the environment tyranny that they're bringing in, the green straitjacket, and how that ties into the Chilean earthquake. I'd give them another day or two to say the global warming caused this. So they had, of course, the UN, and Danny Glover came out and said that the earthquake in Haiti a few months ago was supposedly, or a month and a half ago, was supposedly caused by global warming, though no scientists say the atmosphere has anything to do with earthquakes and tsunamis. These are a natural part of living on this very volatile planet. Anyone that tells you that the planet is supposed to just stay in one state and be 76 degrees like the inside of a office building is talking to you like you're a low-grade moron, and I know you're not. So we'll be going over that as well. Also, Pelosi and Obama pledged to ram through their takeover of government health care. We'll break down the latest information on that front. Of course, Obama today has re-signed the USA Patriot Act without stripping anything out of it. The Patriot Act, of course, was sold as if it was to stop foreign terrorists living in caves. But now they admit it's used against the American people. And Obama is continuing it without even a whimper. We had weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth by a lot of the Democrats after they voted in vast majority of the Democrats and Republicans. In fact, I forget the exact October 27th, 2001 passage of the Patriot Act, but I want to say it was almost unanimous. Like, pull up the Patriot Act vote from October 2001, please. I want to get that number for people. But during the campaign in 2004, 2008, they decried it and promised to get rid of it. And now they've gone back on yet another promise in a big way. And I have a police state stack of news that we're going to dovetail with the Patriot Act stack, not just here in the United States, but around the world, to give you an idea of what type of tyranny we're all facing. Kurt Nemo has an excellent article up on Infowars.com titled Obama and the Patriot Act. Yes, we can kill the Bill of Rights. And I want to go back over mainstream news reporting in the last 8 years how the Patriot Act has been used in, per state, thousands of non-terror-related cases. Family violence, marijuana dealing, not paying your income tax, supposedly, using the terror laws. But here's New York Times. U.S. uses terror law to pursue crimes from drugs to swindling. So we'll give you the facts on that as well. And that's just some of the news coming up today. We have this important article out of the Vancouver National Post. Health officials in Vancouver have already provided 100,000 free condoms for the roughly 7,000 athletes and officials at the games, but they're rushing in a few hundred thousand more for the orgy that's going on up there. They're having sex while Rome burns.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the final day of February 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I want to get into the latest environmental attempted takeover by Al Gore and others. The disgraced Al Gore has written a disgusting New York Times op-ed where he chastises everyone for questioning him and says he would never lie to any of us. Doesn't matter. The entire UN, every university involved, have now admitted they're engaged in mass complete fraud. ClimateGate 3 months ago was just the beginning. We're going to go over that coming up. We're going to talk about the government takeover of healthcare. Can we beat it? Yes, we can, if we get the truth out about what is in this legislation. And the real reason it's in trouble is the Democrats can't get their own people to vote for it, because Howard Dean, the DNC head, and even people like Dennis Kucinich have said that it is nothing more than a gigantic wealth transfer to the insurance companies. It raises your taxes and even cuts the Medicare and Medicaid. What a fraud. So that is coming up as well. But the first thing I want to get into is the police state. We have offshore banks openly announcing all over the news in the last 2 weeks. They've been doing it the last year. They went from lying about it to saying, world government's here, it's good. Private banks will tax you and tax your GDP and tax your fuel and everything you do. And this is going to be wonderful. And it's called a global government. It's called a new world order. And last week we got a new United Nations document. Fox News and AP reported on it. Prison Planet has the definitive article on it, pointing out it says global government, $45 trillion every 10 years paid to private banks, and that it's meant to, quote, shut down industrial society, and that it is meant for a wealth transfer to the elite. So we're going to be going over that today. Here it is. Head of the IMF proposes new reserve currency, end of the dollar. ABC News, how many years have you heard us talk about this? IMF chief suggests look at new reserve currency, New York Times. And then the Mail, the Sunday Mail, reports man who broke the Bank of England, George Soros, at center of hedge fund plot to cash in on fall of euro, engineered by Goldman Sachs as usual. So we'll be going over that. And U.S. banks have been ordered by the feds as of 2 weeks ago. Drudge Report carried our article on this. We just linked over to Citibank's own website. Wasn't hard journalism, where they said we may hold your money, even if it's already deposited in the bank, for 7 days while a money devaluation takes place. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Big new developments on that front. But first, Barack H. Obama swore more than 2 years ago when he started his campaign for president that he was going to strip Section 213 and other subsections out of the USA Patriot Act. Section 802 says the Patriot Act is for all misdemeanors in the United States, non-terror related. Now, I can read. And so I wrote the analysis of Patriot Act that won the Project Censored Award, in 2003, but I wrote the analysis in November of 2001. And then a lot of top lawyers went and read it and finally started reporting that it was being used against the general public. Again, I'm not a rocket scientist. Section 802 says any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, including jaywalking, is an act of terrorism. So I read Section 213 and others, sneak and peek. They can break in your business, break in the library, bookstores. They can come and demand without warrants the entire reading list. They can take anything they want in your house, eat, and even not let you know that they were there without warrants. Then if you find out, they can charge you with terrorism. If you tell anyone they were there, there's now been cases of librarians that talk to the press who were arrested. They did defeat it in federal court. This is what's going on. But I had the guys pull up the voting record of the USA Patriot Act. It passed on October 24th in the Senate and the House on the 27th, and it says that 98 senators who voted in favor, 98% of the Senate voted for this. But then the Democrats ran around criticizing Bush in the 2004 election, then criticizing McCain in the 2008 election, and rightfully so. And Obama swore to take out all those provisions that were affecting U.S. citizens. Well, he signed it today. He signed it when it was set to expire at midnight tonight. We've had it for 8 years. He signed an extension of the USA Patriot Act with no modification and little debate. Democrats send Patriot Act extension to Obama. And this is from Friday. He signed it today. As I was driving in, I heard the president has now signed it. And there's just absolutely no fanfare. And notice we've gone in 8 years from people complaining about warrantless wiretapping that's totally illegal to in Philadelphia and in Sacramento, all over the country, schools go on the news and say, yes, we give the students free laptops. They're not free. You pay for them with tax money, but they say they're free. Another lie. And then we watch you at home in your bedroom. And the principal said, what's the big deal? Then we found a Frontline piece from a year ago where they show the school watching the kids with their laptops without them knowing about it. I mean, they're just 1984. Big Brother is watching you. It is good. There are no warrants. But people say, we've got to do this to fight Al-Qaeda. Well, back in January of last year, now more than a year ago, I got the secret MIAC report. A month later, law enforcement sent me the secret Homeland Security master report saying that Homeland Security is really set up for the American people. Conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, anti-war people in the fetters, Tea Party people. It didn't say Tea Party. It said people that don't like high taxes. It was before the Tea Party term was popular in the media. And so it's for you. But you can read the Patriot Act and find that out for yourself. They're now using it against gun owners. And they're saying they may use the Patriot Act against BB gun sellers. Yes, the BATF is now raiding BB gun sellers. Oh, but not pellets, not even hard pellets, the little rubber type systems. In fact, I bought one for my son. What's the brand name of it? I was telling you about it earlier. I've got the article here in the stack. Airsoft. Yes, yes. The BATF is raiding, and they say we could do whatever you want under the Patriot Act. You could take these toy guns that are sold everywhere. You can buy these at Target. You can buy them. I bought my son's at Academy. No, no. Terrorism. No. So, again, you thought it was for guys in a cave wearing turbans. You're going to find out. So I thought I would read over just some mainstream news articles, because you're probably not going to go read Section 802 or Section 213. You're just going to say, oh, that's not true. Well, how about you look this up? Guardian, London Guardian, FBI abused Patriot Act powers, audit fines, congressional report. Here's a New York Times. U.S. uses terror law to pursue crimes from drugs to swindling, not paying income taxes, marijuana dealers. Here's another one, Associated Press. Use of Patriot Act against homeless is under fire. Yes, they say standing on a street corner is an act of terror. And I have other headlines. State of New Mexico uses Patriot Act more than 10,000 times in 1 year. And that's from 2004. Just everything. Domestic violence, marijuana, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no nothing. And the government lied to you and said, don't worry, we won't. Here's the Washington Post. The FBI's secret scrutiny. In Hunt for Terrorists, Bureau examines records of ordinary Americans. Here's another one. Fox News critics, Patriot Act warnings come to fruition. Talks about how they're using it in non-terror-related cases against the American people, secretly breaking in homes. Here's Business Week, same report. The Patriot Act, business balks. And when you go get a bank loan or rent a car, get a hotel, it's all Patriot Act compliance. They have a terror database, a criminal database. They put millions of Americans on it. No judge, no jury. You're just put on these lists and tracked. And it goes on and on. Here's MSNBC, jailed without a cause, American citizens under Patriot Act. It goes on and on. Now, I thought I'd just go over that because they pass similar laws all over the world. I thought I'd come back with more police state for you, what's currently happening. Your laptops aren't just watching you at home. It's not just students that are being watched. You're all being watched by computers. Okay, they don't have enough people to do it, but the computer can recognize things. It's scanning everything. You're all being watched right now. This is worse than 1984, and the banks run it all. They're going to rob you.
coast to coast.
Oh,
direct
yeah.
From Austin. You're listening
Fire
to the Alex
converters.
Jones Broadcasting Network.
Houston, we are go. I'm Alex Jones, defender of the Republic, constitutionalist. And as much as 18 hours a day, I research the New World Order, the power structure, and what's really happening on the planet. And with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and my syndicated radio show 6 days a week and my documentary films and books, we attempt to warn you, the people, so you can make a decision about whether or not you want to control your own destiny and be free and stand up and say no to the growing corruption and tyranny, or whether or not you want to go quietly into the long night of corruption and despotism and slavery. Okay, here's just a stack of news from the last 2 days. Without even looking for horrible police state developments in the U.S. and Europe, all being run by the same people. Cybersecurity bill to give president new emergency powers to completely take over the internet and end free speech. It's in the bill. It's passed the House. That's from the Hill newspaper. New York Times, license plate software serves privacy concerns, admitting that all over the country, the government is reading your license plates. It's not a photo. It doesn't snap a photo like this article says. If you actually look at the law enforcement websites, it can read hundreds of license plates a second. Then they admit private companies are now doing this. Yeah, when you go through a toll road now, most of them are getting rid of the transponder tags, or they're getting rid of where you put the money in. You just drive through it, they send you a bill. Total control. Your cell phone tracks everywhere you go. ATF seizes 30 toy guns, infuriating local business owner. These are airsoft. It's a toy gun. BB guns aren't regulated by the ATF. What a lawless criminal organization. Local business owner is flabbergasted after a shipment of 30 toy guns for his store was confiscated by the ATF agents in Tacoma. This is out of Cornelius, Oregon. And I see stuff like this every couple days. I see reports where kids are playing with orange fake guns in their front yard like my children do, and they get arrested. The government is predatory. It doesn't even follow the law. Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. InfoWars.com article by Kurt Nimmo. He links to the Shreveport Times. They are preparing for a total collapse of society and training citizen volunteers with 50 caliber machine guns and armored vehicles they call war wagons. So they're confiscating rubber BB guns that shoot little round rubber pellets, and they meanwhile are out recruiting citizens for their own government militia while demonizing a citizen militia with 50 caliber machine guns. Bad word banned. The government in Canada is banning the word apartheid because a group criticizing Israel is saying Israel has apartheid. And they say that's racist. You're not allowed to say it. See, first they say you can't be a Nazi in Europe and Canada. They want to pass laws like that here. Sounds reasonable, but it violates free speech. Then, oh, well, Israel keeps people segregated. That's apartheid. No, you can't say that. That's out of the Toronto Sun. Here's another one. France may tag abusive husbands before they commit a crime off of psychological algorithms. The government will psychologically study all the men in France and then decide if you've got to wear a tag. And it says they're also looking at banning yelling at each other. So they'll take your kids if you yell. Meanwhile, the government will taser you, SWAT team you, kill you. Notice the culture gets more violent, the media gets more violent, sports gets more violent with ultimate fighting. They give you that message. But then if you yell at each other, and the same thing's happening in the U.S. and England, they're trying to pass that. Here's another one, the mail. Now the government wants competence test before you can be a dog owner. Now look at what happened this year in Oklahoma. They passed a law, actually last year, that you can't put burglar bars in your house because it's a criminal government. They want the criminal government to be able to break in and their brethren criminals. You're not allowed burglar bars or more than three locks on your door. It is a felony. This report here says now the government wants competence tests before you can be a dog owner. Again, government bureaucrats, government inspectors, the same thing with the environmental movement. You saw that Audi ad for the green police. That's actually what they're planning. And the San Francisco mayor made a statement along those lines. Every dog owner will have to take a costly competence test to prove they can handle their pets under new government proposals designed to curb dangerous dogs. So, again, guilty until proven innocent. This is going on in England and in Canada. Here's another one. Dad branded pedophile over pic of son. A man who took a picture of his son while they were out shopping was accused of being a pedophile and threatened him with arrest when he took him to one of those little cars, you know, they have outside shopping malls and things where the little airplane or car train goes toot toot, makes choo choo noises. You can go look at the photos he took, and they came over and put him in a database. Now, again, in England, they've hired masses of new police, and it's happened to Paul Watson, Steve Watson. It's happened to me when I've been in England. You're on a street corner videotaping. They walk up and say, I'm putting you in a terror database. This happened in 2005 to me. And I had a Wall Street Journal reporter here a few months ago. And I was telling her about this. She says, no, I know. I just wrote a story last month for the travel section of Wall Street Journal. And I went and pulled up the article and saw it. She took a photo of one of their famous rivers where you take barge rides. It's just a shot of buildings, and the police all ran up to her and said, you may be a pedophile. But meanwhile, there's cameras all watching them. They want parents to get licenses to be able to take their children in public, a special license proving they're not a pedophile. Meanwhile, the government's literally run by pedophiles in many cases. In fact, pull that up. Parents may have to have a license. People won't believe that, to be in public with children. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. U.S. military spied on Planned Parenthood civilian phone calls, raw story. The government admits it was illegal. The Pentagon Deputy Inspector General came out and admitted the Pentagon's basically spying on everybody illegally. And they were spying on Planned Parenthood in case anti-abortion people might try something for their safety. And, of course, it came out in the Baltimore Sun last year that Tea Party groups are being watched secretly by the Pentagon. And, of course, months before that, we got a secret document that the End the Fed rallies with Ron Paul and myself had the Pentagon there. And the internal Pentagon document we got said, be careful, don't let them know you're Army personnel. They may become violent and attack you. And we got one of these documents out of Camp Mabry, of all places. I mean, the Pentagon's running around everywhere. They're watching you through your laptops. They're listening to your cell phones. It's all completely illegal. They're demonizing everyone. I mean, this is insane, folks, because they're at the point now where the banks are robbing everything. They're going to fully implode the economy now. That's coming up in the next segment. And so they need to have this grid in place. The good news is military and police are waking up in droves. Here's another police state article. But first, let me go back to this one. Give me a document cam shot for people watching us at prisonplanet.tv right now, not just listening on the radio. This is out of KOIN Local 6 News out of Cornelius, Oregon. So this is from local TV channel. Okay, we're going to get this family on. Cornelius, Oregon, a local business owner is flabbergasted after a shipment of 30 toy guns for his store was confiscated by ATF agents in Tacoma. Brad Martin and his son Ben sell airsoft BB guns with their store in Cornelius, where they've been in business for 7 years. There's no regulatory rules on BB guns, folks. For who can, I mean, and these aren't even BB guns. These shoot soft little pellets. You can buy them at Walmart. You can buy them at Academy. I have bought them. They are great fun when you're training kids how to shoot, so it's a lot safer. And no, there's no law, but they took them and they said, look, we'll use the Patriot Act on you. You understand? Shut up. Shut up. Because they said these could be converted to an automatic weapon. Yes, they have no cartridge, no place to put a bullet, to put a cartridge. It's totally insane. It shoots a little bitty soft plastic ball that's hollow. And they don't care. It's over. Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm live back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m., and that's what you're tuned into right now. Now, let me calmly go over the rest of this police state news, then I'm getting into who's behind this. The banks openly announcing world government, openly laying out their plan for the world in the next 16 months, okay? This is the most important information financially any of you are going to hear anywhere, because it's now out in the open. We have a very clear picture of what's going on. And all of my guests, top economists, people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, people like Bob Chapman, Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, they all agree with this analysis. But it's now out in the open. But first, think about what America's turned into. All over the country, the government gives laptops to children and then watches them at home without warrants and then openly admits they're doing it like it's acceptable, like it's kosher to do that. They're just coming out in the open with it, hiding it in plain view, thinking you're so stupid and so broken that you will just accept this. From people screaming about the Patriot Act, spying on citizens without warrants 8 years ago, to we're just watching you all, and we're tracking you with your cell phones, and we're reading your license plates, and we're going to put you through naked body scanners and record your naked body. They first lied about that. Now they've been caught in England and the U.S. recording people's naked bodies, saving it. This is humiliation. This is control. This is domination. But look at this article out of Cornelius, Oregon. ATF seizes 30 guns, infuriating local business owner. A local business owner is flabbergasted after a shipment of 30 toy guns from his store was confiscated by ATF agents in Tacoma. Brad Martin and his son Ben sell the Airsoft BB guns from their store in Cornelius, where they've been in business for 7 years. Now, anybody who's bought an Airsoft, and they're very popular, you know how ridiculous this is. Number one, they have no statutory authority, no law. The BATF has no precedent over BB guns, much less airsoft that isn't even a BB gun. In fact, pull up airsoft pellets or airsoft projectiles, and it's little hollow, plastic, thin, yellow and orange or green BBs, about three times the size of a BB. I mean, if you're 5 feet away, it might hurt if somebody shot you in the arm. And parents everywhere are out there having fun. Their kids are learning marksmanship. This is the greatest thing ever. And no! Now, Walmart, Target, Academy that's big in Texas, great place. I shop there a lot. They have whole aisles just with nothing but airsoft. I mean, they've got pink ones with Barbie on it. In fact, we found one of those earlier. They've got, you know, stuff with John Wayne on it. I mean, they've got everything. And my daughter and my son, we go out in the backyard, and we set up some tin cans that are empty, and they've learned at 15, 20 feet to be able to shoot them every time. And I don't have to be as paranoid when they're out there with it as when they're shooting a BB gun. They've done that, too. But I trained them on airsoft. They've now moved up, when we're out at the ranch, a family ranch, to 410 shotguns. My son's even gotten a dove before, and he's seven. That's really evil, isn't it? Learning the Second Amendment, learning how to hunt, learning how to be a real man, learning how to defend his family when he has one in the future. Not being domesticated. And that's why all over the country, in art class, you've seen it in the news, they'll say, draw a picture of your mother or father. So they'll draw their dad who's a policeman or their dad who's in the Marine Corps, and it'll be in the news. 8-year-old arrested, put in psychological testing, drew a picture of his father, a policeman with a firearm. Or, you know, boy 11, suspended. There's talk of his arrest. This happened 2 weeks ago because he brought a G.I. Joe 2-inch plastic gun that goes in the action figure's hand. This is the demonization. This is the mind control. This is how they're demonizing the Second Amendment. And now they're going after, without a law, airsoft that legally are shipped in from China. That's where they're made. You buy it at Walmart, Academy, any other sporting goods store, any toy store, China. The ones I've got three of them. They're all from China. Little handguns my kids can shoot that they can hold in their hands. No. No. You will not do that. The Martins said they buy their stock from Taiwan because the merchandise is less expensive. But the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives seized a shipment of 30 in October. The shipment is worth around $12,000. That's got to be a lot more than 30. Those things are like 50 bucks. And the ATF is promising to destroy the entire shipment, claiming they have the power through a regulatory control. And that's what Bush and Obama have been doing. Bush was doing it as well. The ATF, outside of law, is using importing regulations, and they're setting the precedent with a small store that they think wouldn't know their rights. Okay, the ATF is using a manipulation of import rules to do this, but they go on to say you could load real cartridges in this. Now, again, for those that don't know about guns or toy guns, you can only put in the breech the round that fits it. If it's a 22, a 22. If it's a 12-gauge shotgun, it's a 12-gauge shotgun casing. Airsoft only takes a tiny plastic BB. That's what fits in there. You could put nothing in there but that. But the ATF goes on to say you could load this with real cartridges and make it fully auto. Now, they know that's not true. So, see, now they're saying, I guess you're Daisy Red Ryder. I guess you could put a 45 Magnum in there, a 7mm mag. How about a 50 caliber? How about a 40mm howitzer? I mean, that's like saying they could load Fat Man or Little Boy A-bombs from World War II in a Daisy Red Ryder. It doesn't fit. It's like saying you could put Tyrannosaurus Rex inside of a toy gun. It's an interdimensional thing, they're saying. There's a magicness that floats around the cartridge, and you can put things in there that don't fit, and there's not even a firing pin. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Listen to this. Special Agent Kevin Crenshaw said the toys can be easily retrofitted into dangerous weapons. With minimal work, it'd be converted into a machine gun, Crenshaw said. Brad Martin is furious about the loss of the money for sure, but also in what he now thinks is a loss of his time and the use of government agents to seize toy guns. All this manpower, all this time, all this taxpayer money wasted my time and my profitability, Martin said, just to seize 30 toy guns. What about your rights for commerce? What about an out-of-control government, sir? You need to sue them. Ben Martin disagrees that the toy guns could be considered dangerous. They're not even... This is insane. To say these are readily convertible to machine guns is absolutely preposterous, he said. The round wouldn't go into the firing chamber, even if the firing pin did strike the primer. The gun would basically blow up in your face. There is no firing pin. It shoots air through it. There's no firing pin on BB guns or airsoft. Do you understand? ATF said it also seized the toy guns because they are missing the blazing orange chips required on all imported toy guns. That's not even true. The Martins said they received shipments before from Taiwan. They were missing the orange tips. They were simply asked by customs agents to drive it to Tacoma and paint the orange tips on themselves. These are sold everywhere without these. This is insane. So this is what goes on in America. It's like Austin, Texas. ATF comes into town, tells the Austin police, go shut down that legal gun show. It's been there for 18 years. They say, yes, sir, and they do it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, where is this country going? What is next? I'm going to open the phones up after I cover the banking scam. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number now. We are live the last day of February 28th, 2010. It is 4:41 and 45 seconds Central Standard Time, 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. And we will get you up and on the air on this subject and the Patriot Act and everything else I've covered so far today. Now, continuing, getting into the big news of the day. The banker bailout has stolen over $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg. And the government admits it, but won't say where the money went. It's not $700 billion or $784 billion. That's a revolving grouping of credit the banks can get. Not to mention the open window, as they call it, to the Federal Reserve, where they give themselves money to buy up real assets while freezing general loans to the lowest level in the last 50 years. To the American people. And the real reason the healthcare plan is in trouble is because it's another wealth transfer like the banker bailout to the insurance companies themselves owned by the banks. And when we get back, head of IMF proposes new reserve currency, world government. This is their words. We're going to break down who they are, what their plan is, how they plan to bring down the economy, and offer you the solution, total banking dictatorship. Stay with us. Drudge Report is now routinely linking to PrisonPlanet.com. It's the biggest news site on the planet. It was at number 55 rated by Alexa website in the United States. And I make that point, if you're a new listener, that you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He has a permanent link on the left-hand side in his news sources for InfoWars.com that we break real news here. Because we're not lazy, and we have millions of listeners that send us government documents, most of it public, and corporate documents. And I saw rumors on the web that Citibank 2 weeks ago was sending letters out to their customers. And then it wasn't a rumor. News sites reported that Citibank, and now we found out it's all the big banks, were sending letters out to their customers saying, we don't care if your money's deposited and in the bank and your check cleared, or you had $1 million with us or $10,000 and it's been there for a decade. We reserve the right under new federal regulations to hold your money for 7 days. Now, a few months ago, the federal government and the private Federal Reserve put out regulations saying that money markets, which most people have as their savings, you get 2%, 3%, 4%, depending on what the rate is at the time and what you set the account up for, you know, the deal you got. And they're now saying, in fact, most of the money I have in the bank is in money markets, supposedly no risk, and it's supposedly insured. Now they're saying it's not FDIC, Federal Depositor Insurance Corporation, protected. The federal government's now saying in the last 3 months they may take your pension funds, keep them, put them in government accounts, and then take some tax money out and then send you a check, making you dependent. This has all been announced. And Drudge, of course, linked to our article last Monday that confirmed. We just did search engines and actually went to bank websites like Citibank where they had the letter on their site. The media was saying, we don't know if this is true, and people say they're getting these letters. Why not go research it? Why not do some journalism? Why not read the Patriot Act and find out it's written for the American people? Well, now you see them implementing it against marijuana dealers, homeless, homeschoolers, family violence. The point is, if you had just looked it up for yourself 8 years ago, you would have already known this. And now Obama's reauthorized it. So, that said, I remember reading Trilateral Commission documents that were public from the 1970s in the mid-1990s on air. And David Rockefeller and others, with the heads of the central banks of the world, said in the next 30 years, we're going, and most of the documents were from 78, it was founded in 73 by Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller. He said, we're going to have concerted global currency wars. We'll make big profits off manipulating currencies, being insiders and knowing how to control it through our control of the private central banks. Then we will, at a time of our choosing, they talked about 2000 being the number, they're a few years behind, we will have currency wars between the euro, which they didn't have till 2000, they talked about it in the 70s, and the dollar. The dollar will be used in the Americas, which other currencies are pegged to it, dollarized, dollarization. It's the world reserve currency, not just in the Americas. And then we will play them off against each other, and out of the financial calamities that will come out of this, we will offer a world government for the administrative convenience of a group of international bankers. That's a David Rockefeller quote, by the way, from Evian, France, 1991. And he wrote about that similar things in his memoir that he put out 5 years ago and admitted he wants world government. And so I talk about this, and the mainstream media hopes you don't go check out what I've said. I was on National British Radio a couple hours before I went live here today, Talk Sport, and the guy kept saying, these are your conspiracy theories. I was reading on air from the latest, this is in AP and Fox, not just us reporting it, Governing Council of the United Nations Environment Program, saying they're going to have $45 trillion in taxes in the next 10 years, bare minimum. It's always more than what they want. $45 trillion. What is that? Almost four times the U.S. GDP that we have every year? I mean, they're saying carbon taxes in Austin are going to be $2.6 trillion in the next 3 years, and the city council's set to ram that through in the next month. I mean, this is happening even at the local level. They're raping us. This is international level. GDP taxes, taxes on all fuel, federal home inspections, all under international treaty. And Obama says even if the Senate won't ratify this, he is going to implement it. And it's secret, but it's now public. And I was on the British talk radio show, Talk Sport nationwide, and the guy was saying I was a conspiracy theorist 2 hours ago. And I was saying, no, this is real. See, they're counting on you. He kept saying, your conspiracy theories. It is not a conspiracy theory they're using laptops to watch you without warrants. It is not a conspiracy theory the UN's announcing world government and the big banks are. It is not a conspiracy theory that DU's killing our troops, depleted uranium, and they're not being given treatment. It is not a conspiracy theory that the vaccines have mercury in it. But the media said in the last year, there's no mercury, it's a conspiracy theory, and that blew up in their face because millions of people did what we challenged them to do. When you went into the drugstore, Walgreens, or whatever, you asked for the actual drug insert that comes with the ampule, and you read mercury, Guillain-Barré disorder, sterilization. You read what was really in there and what it could do to you, and then you found out you were being lied to. This is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. You better get your priorities set and be as smart and as informed about politics and the real world and the global government as you are about your favorite soccer team or football team or baseball team or your favorite Hollywood star, your favorite sitcom. You need to wake up now. There's not time to screw around anymore. We're being financially conquered. Now, Herman Von Rumpy, again last week, called for global government and global carbon taxes and a new constitution of the private banking system over the world. They set up the world government. They pay off your politicians. They have the government sign agreements giving them government power. Gordon Brown, two Fridays ago, what, eight, 9 days ago, gave another speech, Prime Minister of England. Here's ABC News today. Head of IMF proposes new reserve currency. IMF Strauss-Kahn suggests that IMF may one day provide global reserve asset. The private banks that run the IMF will literally issue their own currency. Before, they went through countries and controlled the issuance and gave it to themselves. Now they will just completely break the bonds of any financial reality. They're already doing it with SDRs and just give themselves unlimited money to buy up the planet. Just total fraud. It's a magician's hat trick. Total. It's like Madoff with an army. Bernie Madoff with an army controlling all the regulators. And he was the founder of the NASDAQ, big buddies with Goldman Sachs. It's a crew of pirates. And if you're busy just watching TV and sucking your thumb, they're going to rape you. They're going to take over and use Northcom to suppress you. And I've got news in my police state stack after we take calls later in the next hour where the police are being trained with local militias. The government's creating militias with 50 cals and wheeled tanks to mow down the American people. That's mainstream news as if it's a good thing. They just throw it out there. Here's the New York Times. IMF chief suggests look at new reserve currency. And they go on to say a new constitution, global government constitution written by the 24 heads of the private central banks. Now, remember 3 weeks ago, the News of Australia and ABC News of Australia both had the headline secret banking meeting. Pull it up on screen for folks. And it said they were there 3 weeks ago at a secret banking meeting ironing out the New World Order. The New World Order, a private group of banks that control the issuance of currency and credit. They create a financial crisis. They get themselves flush with money. They then cut off bank lending to the general public to destroy Main Street, to bankrupt the states. Then they come in flush with cash. They print it out of nothing. 99% of it or more is digits in a computer. And then they come in and buy up the planet, posing as the saviors. Just like Goldman Sachs, it's now in Reuters, engineered the collapse in Greece and Spain. Now they're making the government heads to fix the crisis, in quotes, Goldman Sachs executives. Everybody knows who owns a farm or ranch that the banks always want you to go bankrupt. They want your land. They loan you fiat money that's just in a notebook before they had computers. Then bad times come and they come and get your land. That's the business they're in. You go anywhere around the country, from East Texas to Kansas to Washington State, it doesn't matter. Most of the land that isn't government owned now is owned by banks because they've run these scams for generations. And they're setting up world government right now. So in the next 16 months, this is what they're planning right now. They're going to bring in a new total financial collapse. They're going to bring down at least 15 European nations. They're planning on fully bankrupting the United States and then bringing in a new global currency. You'll still have dollars. You'll still have euros. But globally, the banks every day will set the value of the currencies and play them off against each other to bankrupt the countries completely. This is financial domination, financial conquest. It is tyrannical. It is illegal. It is a total fraud. Here's the Mail newspaper. Man who broke the Bank of England, George Soros, at center of hedge fund plot to cash in on the euro. They're all doing this. It's a criminal ruling class. He's been convicted in multiple countries. Will you stand up to the Bernie Madoffs raping and robbing us? Your call straight ahead and a lot more news. Second hour.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're now going to start taking some of your phone calls. Then later, I'm going to get back into more of the police state news that we haven't even gotten to. Al Gore in a lot of trouble, being shouted down at the Apple shareholder board meeting by many of the people that got up to the microphone. That is in the news by his own shareholders. He's on the board of Apple. The latest on ClimateGate and what's happening in Chile. It is all coming up today. But we're also going to take a lot of calls in this hour. Donald in Tennessee, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. The U.S. Constitution says that money bills are supposed to pass or originate in the House. It looks like to me that the TARP bill at least failed initially in the House and then went to the Senate and it kind of...
That's right. That was a violation. And Congress is over the issuance of currency and credit, but the Federal Reserve says Congress has allowed no oversight. It's just all lawless criminality.
Well, it seems like Congress is giving up their powers to regulate the U.S. Industry. But I'll hang up and let you go on.
God bless you, Donald. Great point. Absolutely. And Obama on all the carbon taxes has said, okay, the Senate won't pass my environmental tyranny bill, I'm just going to implement it through the agencies. And, oh, I can't ban BB guns or airsoft? I'll just have the ATF start arresting people and raiding them and taking the BB guns out of toy stores. I mean, they just don't care. It's a lawless group of crooks. John in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, John, we are Change Chicago here. I happen to call Bernie Sanders' office about his remarks about the climate deniers, and the girl that answered the phone in his office, I reminded her about all the fraud going on in England, and she claimed that, oh, we have our own data, if you can believe
that. No, that key climate facility next to us with NASA and Penn State, these are all selected government institutions, all with each other in the emails, engaged in fraud. Did you tell her that?
Exactly. I did that. Then I called Durbin's office, the Illinois senator, and I asked the woman that answered the phone, was not Washington shut down for a week with blizzards? And all she could say was, the snow has melted. She denied that they were under blizzard conditions for a week and Congress was shut down.
And that we've had some of the coldest temperatures worldwide in more than 50 years. Let me expand on that, though. For those that don't know, Bernie Sanders said you're a Nazi and it should basically be illegal. That's what they say in the EU. There's calls to arrest Lord Monckton for climate denial. You're not allowed your free speech. And Ben Santer at the UN admits they took out all the scientists that said man wasn't making global warming. It's come out that Pachauri is engaged in all these scams, that all these other things about the ice shelves disappearing and glaciers in the Himalayas were all lies, and sea levels haven't risen. They've dropped, and polar bears' numbers are way up. They're not dying. Folks, it's all lies. All I can say is you guys did a great job, and We Are Change Chicago. What's that had, like 400,000 views? We Are Change Chicago confronting Al Gore. He needs to be confronted everywhere he goes. Daniel in Mass, you got 1 minute. Go.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I've been a big fan of yours for a very long time. There's a few things I wanted to say, though, but I'll keep it short, man. A few shows back, you said that you are, every time you give the news, that you hold back certain information. I want you, please do this. Give it all out. Give out the full view. Give everything out. Everything that you know, just throw it out. Don't restrict nothing. Just throw it out there.
Well, let me be clear. I don't hold back anything when I'm covering a specific story or government document, but I've done research and have a lot of other ideas and understanding about things going on in the world that are amazing, but I don't cover it because it's speculation. That's specifically what I meant to clarify that, Daniel, but I appreciate your call. I mean, there's just some things people can't handle. It's a lot worse than you think, folks.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, taking your phone calls. Coming up, I want to get into the latest fraud by the United Nations, owned and run by offshore piratical banks who admit they have pushed the entire fake environmental movement. That's why all the big oil companies, the NFL, the sitcoms, the dramas, the earth is dying. We've got a tax that'll save it. This is the funding mechanism of world government. Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, the head of England, Al Gore, they all admit this is the key to global government. And their program is in deep trouble, but they intend to just fraudulently go on with their brainwashing. That is coming up. I've got some other police state news I'm going to be getting to as well. And I've got some more news on the government health care bill, another giant wealth transference. But first, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Dude in St. Louis. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Dude.
I'm David, not Dude. I've been pushing this agenda since 85, so it's great for my friends to finally not think I'm nuts, and they all listen to your show, and I push you on my website, drastic.com, all the time. I go to China a lot. There's two different kinds of airsoft guns, the Tokyo Marui, which are illegal because they have the red tips and they fire too fast, and then there's a KT Tran that actually has a 9mm brass round in it with a hole drilled in the bottom, and it actually has a removable magazine, so it looks completely like an M16, and the air cartridge is built into the pullout stock. So if they would be bringing one of those in, those are illegal.
Yeah, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. The ATF has no jurisdiction over replicas. It doesn't shoot real bullets.
Yeah, I know, because I actually had the police confiscate all of my guns and ammunition without any sort of warrant, because a neighbor felt threatened by seeing it in my garage, tens of thousands around, and I've been fighting for 2 years to get it back.
How many times have you heard me, because I see it in the news literally every day or two without looking, it's just everywhere, where in every case, some old guy, it seems to always be an old man usually, is in their garage in a neighborhood cleaning their shotgun, and the neighbor sees it, the guns are legal, and the cops come and say, doesn't matter, it's an arsenal, there's no law against arsenals, and I've seen them call 5 rifles and 1,000 rounds of ammo an arsenal. I've seen news reports where the ATF visits people's homes when they buy over 200 rounds of ammo. I mean, it's just all illegal, they're intimidating and harassing gun owners. Dude, what happened to you? Or David, what happened to you?
My wife, during a divorce, called police and said I hit my kids. My kids said it never happened. They've kept my kids from me for 2 years. I've been arrested multiple times. I bring the Constitution to court. I leave court. I get arrested. They said they've got faulty paperwork. I get released. I push you on drastic.com. It's my website. I'll pull out more stuff on there tonight. But I fight the Constitution.
You fight for the Constitution. Well, I'm gonna let you go, David, but let me just say this. This is going on in America. This is happening. And it's just crazy. Mark in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man? I just wanted to say thank you for putting up my video, or I should say our video, because it was from a couple different people on your website, InfoWars Prison Planet.
What was the video?
We were the UCSB students who chased out Karl Rove a couple days ago.
Oh, absolutely. Well, tell folks about how you guys routed Karl Rove, who ignores congressional subpoenas, felonies, who just engages in countless dirty tricks, who just does whatever he wants.
Well, yeah, I don't know. The original objection to the whole thing was just because we weren't even going to be able to ask questions in an open, democratic kind of format. They were all going to be pre-screened. And so pretty much there's student fees or student student dollars being put into this event, and we don't even get any kind of say into.
So you went and stood up against him, and the guy fled. I appreciate your call. Your phone's bad. Let's talk to Derek in Mississippi. Derek, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I was going to tell you, last night my girlfriend and I went to go see this this new movie called The Crazies. And what it does is it kind of gets the people who go see it, it gets them acclimated to a military takeover. You see, the military and the government had surveillance over this small town throughout the whole movie. And they contaminated the water supply with a biological weapon. And then what they did was they ended up sending soldiers into the Iowa city to take families out of their homes in the middle of the night, throw them in a camp, separate families, and then they killed everyone. And in the final scene of the movie, they drop a nuclear weapon on the Iowa city.
And what's the name of the movie again?
Crazies. It might have just came out.
I'm getting all these emails about it, and I appreciate your call. So I'm going to have to see it. But most of the movies that are out now that are action-adventure, the government releases a bioweapon or engages in a terror attack, and then it comes and basically rounds everyone up and then kills them. But in reality, for 5 years, secretly, and we got the documents 4 years ago, it became mainstream news 2 years ago, just Google's clergy response teams, you'll see the documents, local news reporting on it. I've got a new film, Police State 4, coming out. We've been quietly producing that breaks this down, amongst other things. And I was contacted by two separate pastors almost 4 years ago, and they gave me the internal FEMA documents through Homeland Security where they secretly pay tens of thousands of churches nationwide to tell their flocks, go to FEMA camps, take inoculations, turn your guns in. Romans 13, it's of the Lord. And that's just one example of all of this quiet programming going on behind the scenes. In fact, before we end the show today, I'm going to go over this article that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that Kurt Nimmo has written. I can't find it here in my stack. Here it is. Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. And it's the Shreveport Times that originally reported it. We go break down the whole history of it. And they're training militias. They always demonize citizens trying to form their own for the Constitution Bill of Rights, which they're supposed to under the Second Amendment. And then they're forming their own militias all over the country. It's part of the InfraGuard program with license to kill citizens, mow people down. They have wheeled tanks, 50 calibers, you name it. So that's coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. I got three things, but I'll keep it under a minute. I know you got a lot going on. With this Patriot Act being renewed, do you think, I know the mainstream media is not picking up on it, but do you think someone like Glenn Beck, who's, he's left-right guy, he's going to stick with the right, but do you think he'll talk about it and bash Obama even though...
No, he always tells you we must defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but we need the banker bailout. Global warming is real. We need new taxes like value added to pay the bankers, and the Patriot Act is good, even though the whole thing is built and designed for the American people. And he said the MIAC Homeland Security Report was okay.
Okay. Now, when it comes, you know, when Obama was inaugurated at a speech, you know, or I'm sorry, when he's inaugurated, and I know it seems inconsequential, but when he didn't say I, when he stumbled on that speech because he said he was nervous, he never said I uphold the Constitution. He missed that. Now, did you ever talk about that? Is that
yes, we did. I mean, he did more than that. He left the God part out.
Exactly. And I think that kind of absolves him in a way of basically him going against the Constitution.
And then they had a secret ceremony. In fact, pull up Obama's swearing in. Cue it right up to where he messes it up. And then he had a secret swearing in. And people think, oh, that's an accident. No. He... on purpose is setting the precedent here for global government, violating, what is it, Article 1, Section 3. He became the first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Security Council. And CNN said, my gosh, president of the world, unprecedented world government. And Henry Kissinger was there. And when he did it, everybody's mouths were hanging open. They're setting the precedent, violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I agree, he didn't do the oath correctly on purpose. Go ahead.
I want to say, you know what else? It's almost like science fiction, but you know what? Every time you turn around, they're trying to do something else. And my last point, have you ever thought about trying to get your show on like a satellite radio, like Sirius satellite radio?
Sir, they re-air, thanks to a lot of listeners asking, the Friday show for 4 hours on Saturdays. And I just got the word that the next month we're going to be on live 5 days a week because they just can't stop the signal anymore. And it's pretty much a done deal.
prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
But all Barack Hussein Obama has done is violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He said, as a constitutional lawyer, I won't have these executive orders. I won't have these signing statements like Bush did. I won't reauthorize the bad parts of the Patriot Act to violate the Constitution that are being used against the American people in non-terror-related cases. And he signed it earlier this afternoon, the last day of February 2010. Coming up, Louisiana cops plan for end-of-the-world scenario. This is going on all over the country quietly. We're going to break down the preparations for full-bore martial law. If we expose it, they may not be able to go to it during the financial collapse they're planning in the next 16 months. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. There's so many on hold. Who's up first here? Al in Oregon. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. There's a woman by the name of Karen Quinn Tostado who's hitting the internet circuit right now very hard. I think she has a website. It's called taxfree15.com. And she
she's called in on the show, and I do plan to try to get her on in the next week as we come up. She wants it April, starting April 15th through the 18th, to have people have a national strike.
Yeah, she's got a very compelling case for economic boycott.
She's very articulate, and I've told my producers we're going to get her on.
Well, that'd be great. I think it would help out a lot. Thank you.
Anything else?
No. Maybe those 50 caliber machine guns by those volunteers could be turned around on that swivel.
Well, the Founding Fathers did stuff like that, that they were evil. We need to let foreign banks rob us. Now, we need to fix things peacefully, ladies and gentlemen, but the system is gearing up to force us into violence, which is what they want. So we want to not have violence, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead, Randy.
I got a comment regarding Deborah Dina. There is a viable choice for your governor's race in the Constitution Party candidate.
I hear you. I mean, I think people should vote for Deborah Medina, even if she doesn't look too good right now in the polls. It's still a big success that she's gotten between 16 and 20 points, depending on which poll you look at, Rasmussen and others. There's a Gallup poll as well, because the fact that a constitutionalist like her could get that many percentage points with very little funding was getting a lot of other people around the country to run on a constitutionalist platform. But all of her flip-flopping that 9/11 truthers are healthy and good and that she agrees with people's right to question, and then she says we're despicable and bad, that turned a lot of people off. And I talked to quite a few Austinites before I even covered that on Wednesday who over the weekend had heard her comments on talk radio in Dallas. It had made the rounds on the internet. I was shown it Sunday and said, read this, and I didn't even listen to the audio. And once I did, I was outraged by it. But I'm still going to vote for Deborah Medina, but it means she could flip-flop if she got in. But we know she's better than Perry and, some of the other people, Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Chris in Florida, another caller from Florida. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good. I think we put two callers on at once, but go ahead.
Sorry, that was my wife. She wanted to say hi. She's a big
fan. Hi.
She says hi. Hey, Alex, I heard, and I wasn't at all surprised that Stephen King was in the know about everything, and that was because I had read, I'm like a year younger than you, Alex, and I think I was about 13 when I read The Running Man. And there's such a huge contrast between the movie and the book. And if you haven't read the book, I suggest you do it. It only takes like an hour.
Read it. It's a short story or medium size. Well, I mean, let me be absolutely tomorrow world exclusive, never before heard. It doesn't premiere until officially on the web until Tuesday. Shooter Jennings, incredible musician in his own right. This new album blows away anything he's ever done. Incredibly eclectic. Sounds like Muse meets Pink Floyd meets Van Halen. He said I could air the entire album tomorrow. I don't intend to do that, but we're going to play several songs in their entirety. We're going to play part of all 14 tracks. But there's not just 14 tracks of music. There are 8 tracks of Stephen King's spoken word you're going to hear here. And Shooter wrote a lot of it. King changed some of it, wrote part of it. The spoken word you're going to hear. And I talked to him. We're working on getting King on, if not tomorrow. Probably not tomorrow because I was told he's out of town. But the next few weeks, King obviously is aware of the New World Order. He knew about it in the 70s and 80s. And The Running Man, made into a movie about a futuristic police state with kids spying on their parents and big telescreens, you know, saying if you're caught out after dark, you'll be permanently detained and Patriot Act type stuff. Look at all his books. The Stand, where an evil group releases a global flu to kill the majority of the population. If you read Deschaine of the Tower, that all goes back to poetry. Child Roland to the Dark Tower came. Child is the name of an untested knight. In its medieval term, that's what it means. It doesn't mean a child. It means a knight on a quest against evil. And I've probably read, 20, 30 more Stephen King books over the years. And so he knew about the New World Order when I was in diapers. But, yes, Shooter did tell me that he knows of the show, likes it, and has heard it, and likes what I'm doing. Shooter Jennings will be on with us tomorrow. Stephen King is incredibly private. And I'm not going to say any more, and I'm just going to leave it at that. He rarely does interviews, but we have put out the invitation, and he may accept it when he gets some time. But regardless, you will hear exclusive for the first time ever, Stephen King. In fact, I think I'm going to play a very short clip at the end of the show. My guys are in here actually getting the, 14 and 8, so 14 and 8, we're talking about quite a few tracks. They're getting all these tracks together right now and loading them into the computer so we can play them in intros and outros tomorrow. And if they've got time, because I just gave them the request about 8-9 minutes ago during the last break, and I haven't even chosen a track yet. I've got to run back there during the break and say, okay, that's the one I want. A little spoken word of Stephen King and a little bit of Shooter Jennings' band. So that is coming up towards the end of the show. If we get around to it, let's go ahead and jam in a call. Let's talk to Herman in New York. Herman, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I would like to know, what would you say are the top 5 best books to learn about the history of the New World Order, how it all started, etc.?
Number 1, Carol Quigley, head of political science at Georgetown. He describes the entire left-right paradigm, how it's all controlled, the roundtable CFR groups that run our countries. If you want to know how the New World Order works, I would read The Rise and Decline of the Roman Empire by Gibbon. I would read None Dare Call It Conspiracy. So that is coming up. We did get it queued up. I will give you, for the first time ever, a short clip. This is just a short piece of some of the spoken word by Stephen King with Shooter Jennings' band. Coming up in the last segments, you'll stay with us for that, I know. Let's go ahead. It's totally anti-New World Order. And I talked to Shooter again Friday, because he sent it to me weeks ago, wanted me to listen. I was so busy, I didn't listen. And they hadn't pointed out it was also Stephen King. And I can't quit listening since I've been, it's just incredibly good music, and the King stuff is amazing. And I said, man, this sounds a lot like me. And Shooter said, no, I wrote it as if it's you. And so I've inspired it as this talk show host. And then King took it and changed it some. And so it's Stephen King, Alex Jones, and Shooter Jennings that I guess went into this, most of it to Shooter Jennings. So that is coming up. I wasn't going to talk about it. I was going to leave it for tomorrow, but a listener brought it up. Never thought I'd be sitting here playing exclusive, breaking, premiering Stephen King, Shooter Jennings material. Okay, let's go to Pat in Oklahoma. You're on the air, Pat.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on your show.
Good to have you.
I've got a question. You've probably addressed this different times, and very soon all of us in the United States are going to be affected by the census people that are going to be coming to our doors.
Yes, I've been addressing it.
And
but
anyway,
go ahead.
Alex, suppose they ask some questions that we feel uncomfortable with. You know, are we going to go to jail, or like if we're on disability, or are we going to get the IRS? They're going to stick the IRS in audit us, or cut our disability checks, or put us in jail? Or
I have the complete answer for you. Do you want to add any more, or do you want me to go ahead and just
do it? I'll hang up and listen to you, Alex. I thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your call. Okay. I've been on this since 1999. And we've covered it ad nauseum, and I should get back into it. We should do some census shows because everybody's asking me about it. And I have this blind spot where if I've covered something 50, 60 times, I don't cover it anymore. We have all these new listeners. We're on so many new AM and FM stations. Why do we have a census? Well, it started at Mount Sinai with Moses. What was it? 3,000 plus years ago. And he was told by Yahweh, Jehovah, to number the people of Israel. Now, fast forward to 1789. The United States has been formed. The Bill of Rights Constitution has been ratified by the 13 states, formerly colonies. And the way it works is each state gets two senators, but according to population, they get House members. And so the only reason for a census is to apportion, okay, there's this many people in Texas, there's this many in California, this many in New York, this many in Oklahoma. And so you get this many House members, and you get this many every 10 years, and that's how they apportion it. But government wants to force you and compel you to answer questions. Now, you have a Fifth Amendment. If the police pull you over, and you have a car full of drugs, under the Bill of Rights, Fifth Amendment, you don't have to ever answer any questions. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. That's called Miranda, which goes back to the Fourth Amendment. If they catch you with dead bodies, you don't have to answer questions because they may plant dead bodies on you. The point is that federal judges have ruled, one in Texas back in 2000, that you don't have to answer questions except for who lives in this house. That is, there's five people, there's two people, there's one person in this apartment. They can't come in. They can't ask any other questions. And if you read the census forms, and they have one version that has seven questions and one that has 50 and one that has 200, and they have an American Communities business one that has 500 plus. I've gotten one of these. And in 2000, this guy comes to my door, and he says, you didn't fill out your whole census thing. And I said, give me the census form. I said, because I happened to get the long form that year. They had 50 back then. And I happened to be one in six households that got the longer one. And I said, look, you ask how many people live here, and you have U.S. code and law that I have to answer that. But it looks like the whole document. They know they have no jurisdiction or no law, but they'd say this under law and under penalty of prison time and misdemeanors, you must answer it. But that's underneath the U.S. code is under the first question. That's the only one they can ask. But then it looks like to the uninformed that the entire thing is something you have to answer. What type of toilet do you have? What are your stocks and bonds? Do you own a firearm? Now, fast forward to 2009, 2010. 2009, they first send out census workers to go to every door and mark the GPS marker of the front door that has dual use for the military and law enforcement as well. And that later came out. Now there's all these cases of census workers coming and banging on doors, threatening to arrest people if you don't answer all their questions. Now the second wave is here. You don't have to answer any of it. They can't come in your house. There's been cases now in 2000 and now in 2009, 2010, where they're forcing their way in, demanding you let them in. The police can't do that. But they have these people with a little plastic badge that they're a census worker. And I have this guy at my door threaten me. That was me arrested. And I said, look, Fifth Amendment, get off my property right now. And so I just wouldn't answer the door. I would fill out the census form. The Fifth Amendment says you don't have to even give them your name. But the point is, give them, if you want, give them your name. Don't lie on it, because then that does create lying to federal officer stuff. Your name and who lives there. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's all. That's all you've got to do. That's even more than you've got to do. And that's what I do. And I tell them, get off my property. They haven't shown up yet.
And if they do show up and demand I do it, they can go straight to Hades. I am not doing it. I have a Fifth Amendment under the Bill of Rights that was fought and died for, and I'm not going to be part of it, period. Okay, let's go to Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First time to get through to you. I'm a prison planner member for over a year now. I sent you a DVD several months ago. I don't know if you saw it, but it was on chemtrails. I'm in Dallas. And I just wanted to say that they've just been massively spraying today.
Well, by the way, it's now been declassified. The first press conference John P. Holdren, White House science czar, gave was to admit there's been a secret program manipulating the atmosphere. We added to jet fuel. It sprayed out to create artificial clouds to protect you from global warming. Totally made up. And Microsoft admits they're involved. Bill Gates and weather modification. That Google that for folks. They won't believe it. Microsoft patents weather control. And, yes, there's a giant program. These guys want to play God. They want to surveil everybody, know what you're doing, control the weather. It's real. And, yes, we did get your DVD.
And I know you don't have a lot of time to get to making a DVD on it. I kind of wanted to ask you what.
Sir, we're going to make a chemtrail film. We're on it right now.
Okay. That's great. I'm looking forward to that. I just worry about breathing it, you know, and it's a concern of mine. So,
well, yeah, they claim that the barium salt and aluminum dioxide is to form artificial nuclei for cloud condensation to be created. But the barium salt, aluminum dioxide also ends up in the jet stream and falls all over the planet, does cause neurological disorders and all other sorts of problems.
So I just feel like it should be on one of the top of our concerns, but I know there's so much tyranny going on. It's hard to get it all in.
Ken, good job.
In the Fed rally.
Go ahead, in the Fed rally.
I'm there with you in Dallas.
God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, Ken. Travis in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi. Good day to you, Mr. Jones.
Good day.
I'd like to get right down to the point. I was going down to New Mexico to talk on one of their AM radio stations because I tend to do that a lot. I'm kind of like the Alex Jones of my area.
Good.
But, I'd agree with you. That's very good. But getting back to the point, I went down there. We were at a border checkpoint, getting back to the ATF thing. They pulled us over to secondary, which is their form of searching people further than what they need to be searched, pretty much, and without a warrant.
Yeah, the LA Times admits, and they have these 100 miles in some areas, that they just pull you over, take your laptop, download it. They only seem to harass citizens, and the illegals are all in sanctuary cities and left alone. So what happened to you?
Well, what happened, we were videotaping the Border Patrol point because it was 56 miles. I looked at it on a map. It's 56 miles away from the border, and it was just a few miles away from the radio station where we were at. And they pulled us over for videotaping, and they searched us. They took our camera, broke the tape, broke the camera, and when I told them that I wouldn't give them the three toy guns that I had because I was doing a segment on the ATF taking the toy guns, they forced me out of my car, tased me.
I know. Hold on. We've seen the videos of them tasing. Okay, it's the final segment. I want Travis to be able to finish up. I need to hit this Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. Infowars.com out of the Shreveport Times. We wrote a story about this. This is mainstream media reporting it like it's no big deal. I want to talk to Craig in Afghanistan briefly to see what he has to say. We have a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com is the site. But I wanted to play this. Now, this is shortened of one of the spoken word tracks. Black Ribbons is the new album. It's not out till Tuesday. It premieres here tomorrow on the air in the last hour and a half. Shooter Jennings, Hierophant is the name of the band. Of course, the son of Waylon Jennings. But here is a little short clip of the world exclusive you'll hear tomorrow with Stephen King, the all-time best-selling author, and talking about the New World Order. This is the intro to the album. Here it is.
From the center of nowhere, atop the shoulders of giants, above the creeping fog of disinformation that clouds the American Union, this is Will-O-the-Wisp, and this is the last light radio, your last beacon of truth and defiance. I've always started my shows by saying that all ships lost in the night search for the lighthouse on the rock of the enlightenment. But good truth seekers out there, the battery is fading and the light is dying. I see that freedom has failed us, and with no light, the night's going to be a long one. Woody Guthrie said, this land is your land, this land is my land. Great words, but this land is their land now.
And then it starts slow and really builds up. That's Shooter Jennings, Hierophant. You're going to hear an hour and a half of Hierophant, Shooter Jennings live, Steve King, Stephen King. World exclusive tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, in the last hour and a half. Okay, really fast, Travis. We've seen all the videos of pastors being beaten up 100 miles inside the U.S. in some cases, smashing cameras. They videotape us. They track us, but we're not supposed to protect ourselves. I hope you sue them for what they've done. But it was in the L.A. Times. They mainly target citizens. The Border Patrol's told, don't stop the illegals. 800 cities, including Austin, where I live, they're above the law. Go ahead.
Well, as I was saying, I was tased, and then they took me into their office, and they said, oh, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. We'll help you. We'll fix you back up. I ended up getting sent back to North Carolina. I was never able to get on the New Mexico radio station, and I had to report it where I was, which hardly anyone listens to it where I am right now.
Well, where did this happen? And we'll check into it.
It happened at the New Mexico, I think it was on Highway, I'd have to look it up.
Well, I got to jump, Travis. I appreciate your call, but I've seen videos similar to that of it happening to other people. Real fast, and I got to hit a final news story or two. Craig in Afghanistan, are you in the military or a contractor, Craig?
I'm a contractor, Alex.
Well, how many folks are listening over in Afghanistan?
I bought your CD from you. He sold you one of your pirated videos that he bought from China.
Awesome. So you guys are listening over there.
I try to let some people watch your CD. I hand them out.
Well, good to have you. What's on your mind?
Well, I think the big issue that I want to think is that we're fighting against these evil people. They worship, they go to these secret societies, and they worship these the devil, I guess. I don't know.
Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove.
There used to be laws against that, I think, in the 1800s. Is there any laws against being a member of
Congress?
Well,
that's right. President John Quincy Adams made it illegal. And he had the anti-Illuminati party, basically, and tried to rout those folks out. But, no, it's alive and well. And the public is starting to learn about this. But, look, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, it's very wicked. These people are into the occult. They mean business.
Yeah, I think that's one of the major things we have to fight against. The Bible calls we don't war against flesh and blood, but principalities, and I think we need to concentrate on that somehow. I don't know.
You know, we've talked about that. I mean, when we study evil and evil organizations, and this is when I speculate, I really do this, it's like they're being guided by something, because these people are idiots. They're like zombies, a lot of them. But it's the mystery of evil the Bible talks about. They are guided by a dark force. They're tied in together. They work together. And it's amazing. God bless you, Craig, in Afghanistan. I'm sorry to all the other callers. We're out of time because I promised to hit some other news here at the end of the radio broadcast. How cool was that, Stephen King? There's a bunch of it coming up tomorrow, folks. Stephen King premiering stuff on this radio show. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? And coming up in like a week or two, they've got South by Southwest. I got contacted by a huge household name movie star. It's not the first time this has happened, but this guy probably wants to go public. I'm going to be hooking up with him, probably hear him here in studio. It's just, and again, why is that important? The public pays attention to movie stars, and Stephen King. And we're the mainstream. We're the future. We're saying no to the tyranny. And it's very exciting. Okay, look. It almost does a disservice to just cover this at the end and not give you all the background, because it's so much worse than just this article. It's Kurt Nemo. It's prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. Police in Louisiana, Bossier Parish, are training for an end of the world scenario, according to the Shreveport Times. That's a quote. The program is dubbed Operation Exodus, inspired in part from the book of Exodus in the Bible. Coming to America. Egyptian cop beats a protester during demonstration over low wages. It goes back to Moses. Parish Sheriff Larry Dean told the newspaper that the buck stops with him. The liability stops with Larry Dean. That's a quote. I am the chief law enforcement officer in the parish, and it is incumbent upon me to protect all the people in it, the officer said, referring to himself in the third person. Now, this sounds bad at a certain level because we researched it and the feds are telling him to do this, but the feds know the truth. The feds know the sheriff is the supreme law enforcement officer, the elected official who can literally has martial law power. So the feds are getting smart now, we've learned. In a lot of states, they're trying to phase out the sheriff and then give martial law power to these unelected police chiefs. But in areas where they can't do it, they're just going to the sheriff. We need to go get our sheriffs elected to say no to the feds. Sheriff Richard Mack, let's get him back on this week. And others are now doing that. Dean's plan is to protect Bossier Parish vital resources like food and gasoline. Remember, the feds came in during Katrina and locked all that down, cut the sheriff's department transmission lines. Like food and gasoline, in the event of a catastrophic event such as war or a terror attack, Dean said he had been thinking of the plan since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, reports Drew Pearson. Under Dean's plan, the police will use volunteers supplemented with active public safety personnel that will be dispatched to vital areas of Bossier to protect them from looters and rioters. Dean listed in examples, grocery stores, gas stations, hospitals, and other public meeting places. Now, folks, quietly, the feds have been training for 8 years for this, and you get the internal documents that we've gotten and published at Infowars.com, and Kurt later in the article does break it all down. I just meant in time-wise, we're running out of time here. And it's all designed for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. Remember, high and dry rich areas, they came in and took the guns and wouldn't give water and food for 4 days, even though they had it, to the people at the Superdome. They wanted to set the precedent there. Instead of normal riot equipment such as shields and batons, the volunteers will be armed with shotguns and have access to 50 caliber machine guns mounted on vehicles dubbed the War Wagon. On February 20th, volunteers were trained in hand-to-hand combat techniques. So this is very scary. They're training to take on the American people. The ATF's illegally confiscating airsoft rubber pellet BB guns. It just goes on and on. The article details all the martial law preparations for 3 pages after that. But we are out of time, unfortunately. My wife barely allows me because I'm working so much to be here for 2 hours on Sunday, or we'd do more. But we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm waiting for the phony environmentalist fearmongers to say the Chilean earthquake was caused by global warming. The UN and Danny Glover already said that about the tragedy in Haiti. But Al Gore separately, Al Gore, a lightning rod at Apple shareholder meeting, this out of the news.cnet, CNET News, says the majority of people stood up at the shareholder meeting, he's on the board of Apple, and shouted him down as a fraud and a scammer. Meanwhile, the IPCC and the UN have been caught in more fraud, and Al Gore has written an article for the New York Times saying we can't wish away climate change, demonizing everyone who questions all their fraud and says it doesn't exist. This guy's a joke who's already made $1 billion off phony environmentalism while ignoring serious environmental crises we face, like genetic engineering, overfishing, and other issues like that. Great job, crew. Jason Burmes is coming up live for 3 hours at the Infowars.com streams or on your local station. God bless you all. Wake up and take on tyranny. Great job, crew.